This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وبعد. The more I recite the Quran and the more I try and unpack the beauty of the Quran, it just continues to amaze me and baffle me. And this is the nature of the Quran, it is mu'jiz. As believers, we are told that the real world is the latter, that is akhirah. تِلْكَ الدَّارُ الْآخِرَةُ نَجْعَلُهَا لِلَّذِينَ لَا يُرِيدُونَ عُلُوًّا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَا فَسَادًا. The home, the abode, the place, عُقْبَ الدَّارِ. Salamun alaykum bima sabartum fa ni'ma uqbad dar. May Allah make us amongst those who will receive these glad tidings that when they will be entered into Jannah. However, the beauty and the practical and pragmatic nature of Islam is that as much as it impresses upon us that this is not the absolute place, it doesn't deny us the basic level of moderate indulgence in this world. We're allowed to eat, of course, we're limited to halal. We're allowed to drink, of course, we're restricted to the permissible. We're allowed to enjoy, of course, with our own spouses and partners and not an unlawful and illicit relationship. But today I want to share with you an amazing deduction that I came across in Bayanul Quran, again speaking about how practical Islam is. So a backdrop of what I want to share with you to show the balance in Islam, that this is not the actual place, but it doesn't mean you cannot have laughter, you cannot have banter, you cannot have humor, you cannot have good quality moments. And the deduction is so amazing. So in the context of a verse that features in the 52nd chapter of the Quran in Surah Tur, in the 27th juz of the Quran, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala expounds and elucidates and elaborates on the bounties of paradise. May Allah make us the occupants of paradise. Ameen, Ya Rabbal Alameen. So Allah says, فَاكِهِينَ بِمَا آتَاهُمْ رَبُّهُمْ. They will be enjoying the bounties that their Lord has given them. And it would be said to them that eat and enjoy merrily. Now there's one challenge that people would probably think about is that you could be on a higher level because of virtue in paradise and your children could be on a lower level. And any parent would know your joy and happiness is incomplete until you're not paired up with your family. Now, Jannah promises to be a place of absolute justice. So how is this going to work? Let's picture a scenario. The parent was more noble than the children. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be fair to him. لا يخاف ظلما ولا هضما. لا يخاف ظلما ولا هضما. That there will be no reduction, there will be no exploitation, and they will be rewarded in full. وَوُفِّيَتْ كُلُّ نَفْسٍ مَا عَمِلَتْ. Each soul will be given in full. So the parents, the couple would be on a higher and an advanced level in Jannah, but the children are on a lower level, or it could be vice versa, the children are on a higher level. Now Jannah is a place where, you know what, it's the pinnacle of excitement and happiness, but hang on, your children are not with you. How do you enjoy this year? We see many people traveling. They have an X amount of budget. The couple would sit in business class. The children will be in economy. Every so often, they'll take a walk down the aisle to just keep tabs on the kids. Are they fine? All is okay. They cannot sit in economy. They prefer that advanced level of comfort. They don't have adequate funds to buy a business class ticket for the children. There's two ways of resolving this crisis. Either drop those on the upper level to the lower level. So tell the parents, you know what, you want to meet your children, come down to the lower level of Jannah and spend time with them and go back. That's one way. That would be like two people. One person has $400 and another person has $600 and you want to balance out the money. So either you're going to say to the person who has $600, give him $100 and then both of you have $500 and it's equal. But then there's another way, and that is the shan of Kareem. That is the nature of the kind and the selfless individuals. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most Kareem. He's ajwad. He is the most generous. He is the most selfless. So subhanallah, in this verse in Surah Tur, in the 52nd chapter of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives an amazing glad tidings. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, those who bring iman, وَاتَّبَعَتْهُمْ ذُرِّيَّتُهُمْ بِإِيمَانٍ, and their children follow them in belief and iman. So that's the prerequisite. Each child has to die as a believer. He or she has to die as a believer. So what does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say? أَلْحَقْنَا بِهِمْ ذُرِّيَّتَهُمْ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَاتَّبَعَتْهُمْ ذُرِّيَّتُهُمْ بِإِيمَانٍ أَلْحَقْنَا. We will join the children with their parents on that advanced level of Jannah. So that is not taking 100 from the person who has 600 to give it, but rather giving the one who has 400, 200, without reducing the amount of that person. وَمَا أَلَتْنَاهُمْ مِنْ عَمَلِهِمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ وَمَا نَقَصْنَاهُمْ مِنْ عَمَلِهِمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ. We will not reduce their reward in any level. So from this, we also deduce that sometimes a person in Jannah would be given a higher level because of the nobility of his parents. He might be not be so noble or pious, but surely through the merit and the piety and the nobility of their parents, they will be elevated. But the key requisite, the prerequisite here is that each member has to die with their own strength of iman. كُلُّ مْرِئٍ بِمَا كَسَبَتْ رَهِينَ. This is the kindness and the mercy and the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah goes on to discuss and describe Jannah. And Allah says the family will be sitting together and there will be extended friends and it would be happy and it would be merrymaking and it would be pleasure. وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَشْتَهِي أَنفُسُكُمْ. It is whatever you desire. And part of this euphoric excitement and jubilation and ecstasy and enjoyment and indulgence and interaction and lightheartedness and humor, Allah describes in this verse of Surah Tur, يَتَنَازَعُونَ فِيهَا كَأْسًا يَتَنَازَعُونَ فِيهَا كَأْسًا لَا لَغْوٌ فِيهَا وَلَا تَأْثِيمٌ. That while they will be drinking the wine of paradise, لَا يُصَدَّعُونَ عَنْهَا وَلَا يُنزِفُونَ, it will not give them a headache. They will not blurt any nonsense. خَمْرٍ لَذَّةٍ لِلشَّارِبِينَ, it will be pure and palatable for those that drink it. يَتَنَازَعُونَ, they will snatch the goblet from each other. So it's just part of the spirit. You're playing, you're having a light moment, you're cheerful with each other. And then I snatch your goblet, you snatch my utensil, I take your glass, you take mine, and I sip from here and you sip from there. This is the kind of flavor of happiness. It's just a day of excitement, a life of excitement, unending. So under this, in Bayanul Quran, it is written, and this is what just fascinated me, and that's the beauty of the Quran. دَلَّ عَلَىٰ أَنَّهُ لَا يُذَمُّ الْمُبَاسَةَ وَالْمُمَازَحَ بَيْنَ الْجُلَسَاءِ وَالْأَصْحَابِ بِشَرْتِ التَّحَرُّزْ عَنْ لَغْوِ الْكَلَامِ. Subhanallah. لَا كَالْعَابِسِينَ الْكَالِحِينَ الَّذِينَ يَرَوْنَهَا خِلَافَ الزُّهْدِ وَالْوَقَارِ. My word. This description of the occupants of paradise merrymaking and snatching the vessel from each other releases a gentle hint that it is within accepted levels that in social get-togethers, if colleagues with each other are cheerful and they are having some laughter and one takes the vessel from the other, it is not something that is that needs to be condemned, provided. Now look at the qualifying statement, because the Quran says yatanaza'una fiha ka'sa la laghun, la laghun. So it's not a club and a pub where you drunk and you're not sober and then you vulgar and you obscene and you abusive and you insulting and you molesting and you are attacking. No, la laghun fiha. It will be pure fun. It will be innocent fun. There will be no blurting of nonsense, no obscene talk, no vulgar, no sin. So in a social get-together to have some, light-hearted moments like this, provided بِشَرْتِ التَّحَرُّزِ, provided you stay clean and clear and you steer away from any obscene or vulgar language, is totally acceptable, and that hint can be understood and it's implied from this verse of the Quran. Wow. Just look at the beauty of our deen. You know, one is to say your ultimate place is akhirah. So in this world, You've got nothing to enjoy. It's just total focus, rigid worship, and structure yourself. Nothing. No, that's not what Islam is. As much as the focus is on the latter, within reason, it allows us meaningful moments in this world. And then the Mufassir writes, لَا كَالْعَابِسِينَ الْكَالِحِينَ الَّذِينَ يَرَوْنَهَا خِلَافَ الزُّهْدِ وَالْوَقَارِ. Contrary to how many people who project themselves as pious would frown and object and this. No, this is not correct. When you sit in, you know what, this formal behavior and you must comply with a code of conduct. Of course, different strokes for different folks, different occasions, different situations. But it's a chilled environment. You had a get together and people are talking and you're taking a little sip from there and you know, making a little comment. It's humorous. It's meaningful. So although the real place will be in Jannah, but it releases a hint of permissibility. And it also releases a hint that jawazu tasarruf fi malil ghayr idha tayaqqana annahu bi jawazu tasarruf fi malil ghayr. It releases the permissibility of accessing the property of someone else, the right of someone else, when you know that he or she will not take offense. وَإِنْ زَحَمَهُ فِي الظَّاهِرِ. Even if apparently they say, no, it's my glass. But you know, that's just in jest. That's just in humor. No, don't drink my drink. Don't eat my chocolate. But you know, he wants you to eat it and he wants you to enjoy. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make that a reality, that inshallah we could be united with our family in Jannah and we enjoy that absolute, unending, permanent joy in that akhirah, inshallah. And imagine the privilege of being blessed with the countenance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But at the same time, it also gives us some meaningful moments in this world. That's the beauty of Islam. Allah has given it to us here and there. Enjoy.